Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much. When she said she was doing the warm-up, I thought she was going to do a tap dance or sing a ballad, but actually she explained the procedures. Thanks for that. Good morning. Delighted to be here today. We have over 80 people participating. Welcome and good morning to all those exotic parts of the UK that were just read out. Delighted that you're all joining us and you will be contributing. We've had a really good turnout for this. I'm Lynn Sedgemoor, the Chief Executive of the 157 Group. I've been in FE for 32 years. I know that the Principal of Lincoln can beat that with 36 years, and I think Christine's been in about the same time as me, Christine, from Farnborough. But if anybody can beat 36 or 32 years, let us know. Now, the tweeting hashtag is hashtag FEIS2012. So please get tweeting and let's get some interest in this. I'm at 157 Lynn if you want to involve me in that, because I love tweeting. And I think we're really here. We're still doing analogies and metaphors of the Olympics, aren't we? In a way, we've got some of the Olympians of the FE sector with the Ofsted regime. And I was thinking as I came in this morning, with the Olympics, they don't actually set a bar, do they? And then decide that for a couple of years, the Olympics will have very few gold medals. We'll just give a couple of gold medals and the rest won't get them. It's actually through individuals having that sense of excellence and aspiration to actually raise the bar constantly. So I think there's an interesting metaphor in that. Now, I have to do the technicalities. Can you please all turn your phones off or put them to silent? Because it will affect the recording. There is an evaluation form. Please fill it in before you leave, if you would. Neil Stewart wants to thank the supporters, which is the 157 group, so get to thank myself today, which is interesting. And please ensure you've signed up for seminars, if you haven't already, seminars at the end of the day. And do please profile yourself. You can start practicing the looks now when you stand up and ask a question, because people don't want to be seeing the back of your head and they want to be able to hear what you're saying in the recording. So that would be really useful. I think we've got a really, really valuable programme today. One of the things we've been discussing up here, sort of, is how many common inspection frameworks have we had since incorporation, since Ofsted began, since FE was inspected in that way? And a second question, have we had more common inspection frameworks than we've had ministers, I wonder? So, Mike, I don't know if you can answer that or...
No, I have found that in terms of going back through the FEFC and the TSC and the ALI as well as Ofsted, and I can count at least 7 frameworks I've inspected under. So... That's my best shot.
Okay, but it'd be interesting to know. So the conference today is really about setting the scene. Yes, we've got the framework. We're then looking at colleges who've been outstanding in all areas, and that's no mean achievement. I think it's all praise and power to the people who we'll be talking today who've achieved that. We've got a case study from Bradford, and then seminars looking at other critical areas. And it's very clear, isn't it, that you can't get outstanding unless you've got outstanding teaching and learning. And I don't think we can fault that. I know when I've met with Sir Michael Wilshaw, we've discussed other things and had different views on other things. But placing outstanding teaching and learning, putting the learner at the heart, their success, however you define that success, which I think is a more complex issue, right at the heart of that inspection framework, right at the heart of what leaders and lecturers and teachers and support staff are about in the college is absolutely critical. And whatever we may think, Ofsted grades matter. Ofsted grades matter. I think the issue is how they are achieved and the nature of the framework. They matter in terms of internal morale. They matter in terms of public perception. So today is about giving you the tools to focus on the new CIF requirements. You'll hear direct from Ofsted. You'll hear experiences from colleges in teaching and learning, outcomes for learning, leadership and management. You'll hear from the Bradford pilot scheme. And it's also about very practical advice. But I think what's also important is today is very much about creating a community of practitioners who are discussing, debating, and actually working through all of those issues. So, with no ado, because I want to give the speakers more time, we will start with Mike Davis, who's an HMI, a principal officer for FE Colleges from Ofsted. Now, you can read all their biogs in your programme. I don't know about you, but I can't bear it when people, chairs, just read out what's in the biog, okay? So you can read the biog. So what I've done is I've asked all the speakers something a bit more interesting than their professional biogs. Now, Mike played in a band as lead guitar for 10 years with somebody who's in the audience, aren't they?
Yes, he is. Where and he's trying you? To put his head down. Daryl D'Souza.
Where is he?
a fine bass guitarist, I may add.
Who was... And tell us who you are.
I'm Daryl D'Souza, Oxbridge College.
Right. So Mike and Daryl played in a band for 10 years, which is nice to know, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I think it is. Over to you,
thank
Mike.
You.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.